Hey, Brad, so glad to have you back today. And this is an interesting topic. I think this should get a lot of people's attention about companies helping their employees build emergency funds, because a lot of people struggle financially. They don't have that emergency fund, but American corporations are starting to take note of the ways that it's affecting their employees. So let's jump in right there and talk about how it is affecting employees and what is the connection between employee money problems and their work that has companies so concerned.
Oh, it's anybody that's had financial stress understands how overwhelming it can be and how much it affects the person's life, both physically, mentally. We see it show up in how many sick days a stressed person will actually take. So there's a lot of productivity loss. The stressed employee is not only less productive, but they're less creative, and they're actually, it's shown that they're more prone to accidents as well. So if you look at it from the standpoint of the employer, a happy employee is always going to be a more productive and more valuable employee, and when an employee loses the value that they bring to the work, then that affects the bottom line of the company. So the company is obviously going to be interested in how they can make their employees more productive.
Well, Brad, a recent article on this topic says there's a link between a lack of emergency savings and the ability to save for retirement, too. So what's the connection between those two areas?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there would be a great connection between those, because an emergency fund we're saving for today and tomorrow and those unexpected things that come up now. Retirement funds is putting money away for a long time from now. But the problem is we're always going to focus our attention on what needs it the most. And when we have an unexpected expense come up and we don't have money to pay for it, then we're going to have to figure out how do we pay for today and not worry as much about tomorrow. So that may mean that we need all of our income today to be able to pay for those expenses, which means, well, those contributions to the retirement plan are just going to have to be put on the sidelines for now. And the other problem is that some people have been disciplined at saving for retirement, but don't have enough saved up for today and the what ifs. So when that unexpected expense comes up, and let's say it's $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, and they don't have the money to pay for it, they start looking at where do I have that money? And the one place that maybe they have it is their retirement plan. So they start looking at, can I get that money through either loans or hardship withdrawals or some other means so that I now have that money to pay for the current expenses and I'll worry about retirement later. And it's such a big issue that the IRS has actually estimated that somewhere between 30 and 40 cents of every dollar that goes into workplace retirement plans is coming back out to pay for something other than a retirement expense. So a lot of these things are those emergencies or those unexpected bills that are coming up. So whether we're not able to put money in to start with, or we're putting it in and it's just turning around and coming back out, there's a big connection between not having that emergency fund and not having ultimately the retirement funds that I need in the end.
Well, Brad, what do you think that that companies are doing to help the workers to build those funds right now? They've got to get it out of the paycheck to paycheck cycle, right? This is the issue that most people in the country live within, their paycheck to paycheck cycle. Why are companies so concerned and how do they get them out of that?
Yeah, so what they're trying to do is figure out what's the root problem here and how can we address those. And it boils down primarily to education first off and then enablement. So on the education side, too many Americans have a lack of the basic financial understanding of why they need a savings account so badly and how to actually create one that'll grow into to being something that's there for you when you need it. So what they're doing is they're providing courses or that educational material, and then they're also providing services. Some of them are connecting with banks that'll come in and help people sign up for their emergency fund, and then also making it easy for them to contribute out of their payroll contributions. And just to give you a couple examples, there's one large American employer I found that is offering an 8-part financial course. And if you go through that, set up automatic contributions from your paycheck into an emergency fund, they're actually giving each employee $1,000 to go into that fund to get it started off. And they're having a lot of success. They, as you can imagine, they've got about 80% of their employees actually taking part in that program. And then what I've seen with others, too, is another common method is offering some kind of a matching contribution. So if you're doing payroll deduction into an emergency fund, they'll actually match those contributions to help you build it up even a little bit faster and give you an incentive. So very similar to what employers are doing for retirement as well.
You know, I love that you've got the financial boot camp on your website, Brad, investingintruth.com, because as I'm listening to the conversation this morning that we're having, it just seems to me, and even talking with my son who's in college now, he had better courses in high school than I did to teach me about how to handle finances and do that well and do it in a smart way. And there's got to be somewhere that we're breaking down in teaching the generations that are coming up how to take care of themselves and how to save.
Yeah, and it's so important that we're giving them that education, but then as parents and even as a coworker, we need to be modeling that and living it out too so that people are seeing it in practice. And it's like every other aspect of life. It's one thing to have the knowledge. It's another to know what to do with it and be ready to do it. And example is the best way we can set it.